Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you. I don't really care, but I do care that you and I enjoy that you enjoy me here on the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. Good evening, everybody. Good morning, like I said. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me that way. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And wow, what another amazing weekend in the sports world. We had this Rafael Nadal guy win his 11th at the French Open and Roland Garros. We had the sweeping of the LeBron James and Cleveland Cavaliers by the Golden State Warriors. Where does LeBron go? How good are those Golden State Warriors? What about the Stanley Cup? What an amazing run from the Las Vegas Knights. And what an amazing run from the Washington Capitals. And how they got it done. Finally, this Alex Ovechkin guy gets that monkey off his back. He wins the Conn Smythe Award. He's the most valuable guy on the ice throughout that series. And what an amazing run for him in general when you think about the failures that he's had in the playoffs. And the leadership that he showed throughout the playoffs. What was the difference with Alex Ovechkin in this season, in this unbelievable playoff run from the Washington Capitals? So a ton of things to get into, people. 1-800-878-7529, like I said, those are the digits. I want to talk to you about the sports world. Believe me, you know how I am. You know how the Dorfman rolls. He likes talking, having a discussion, a conversation with you, the listener. And again, 1-800-878-7529. And again, hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But so much to talk into. Get into and talk about with you here on the program. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the call, so I'm going to do that. Again, Andy Dorf hanging out with you on the weekend recap, and it's Sports Overnight America, people. Get at me.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
When you need Bug Bite Relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
Hmm, what a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison Ivy Relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
In on Ananobi. James with 10 to shoot. The fadeaway for the tie. Yes! LeBron James knocks it down. Cavaliers can bring the lead to double figures. James behind the back. Long for two. LeBron James. Beautiful dish.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Talk to the hand.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf. Guiding you through another weekend edition here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Get at me, please, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But I'm going to start with the NBA and LeBron. So that was perfect, to be honest with you. Like that clip by Scott. And love my people on SB Nation Radio. Love my people, Sirius XM. Wherever you're listening to me, whether it's Vegas or Houston or... wherever, man. I just, the people in Virginia, the people in Santa Monica, California, all you people that check me out. I love talking. I love having discussions with you about certain things. And this is obviously going to be a big topic throughout the offseason. I know that there's probably World Cup lovers out there too, and I know that that's fast approaching. So again, we can talk about that. We can talk about the dominance of Rafael Nadal. And what he's done on the red clay at Roland Garros in the French Open. We can talk about the Caps and the Vegas Knights. I mean, look, the Vegas Knights had an unbelievable season. And the Capitals, the way that they got it done, that was special. That was spectacular. Feel really good for Alex Ovechkin. Who's more likely to get back? So a lot of things to discuss, people. But I want to dive into the LeBron James thing. And probably the big topic of what's going to go on in the offseason. Where will LeBron wind up? I'll tell you one thing. I don't think he winds up with J.R. Smith, that's for sure. And what we've learned since the end of the NBA Finals is that after Game 1, LeBron was so upset and distraught about what took place that he may have been playing with a broken hand the rest of the way after Game 1. He let his emotions get the best of him because, you know what, truth be told, in that situation, if they do get Game 1, then wow, man, maybe we're looking at a much better series, people. And the truth of the matter is this, is that that's how close they were. They were that close to winning Game 1. But unfortunately, a few weird things happen. from the charging call that became a blocking call to J.R. Smith running to half court as if he was running away from a cheetah or somebody running after him and he was trying to save his life. Having no idea of the situation at hand whatsoever. Just like things that you can't make up, people. That actually happened. That was the finish of game one. Something we'd never seen before with LeBron James getting the charge call. They go to video replay. And as far as we know, or at least what we've been told, I've been told nothing else. They were checking to see if LeBron was inside of the circle. Well, he was nowhere near the circle. But somehow, some way, that call got reversed into a blocking call, and it completely changed the outcome of game one, at least in my humble opinion. If you differ and don't believe me or disagree, which is totally fine, let's agree to disagree. At 1-800-878-7529. But I think that ultimately what happened there was is that the series was completely changed by game one and what happened there. I mean, LeBron goes off, man. 51 points. One of the most magnificent runs in the NBA playoffs from anybody, to be honest with you. I think he had something like 840-plus point games. Just honestly, just unbelievable stuff. The stuff the champions do, the stuff of greatness. And you know what, people, that's an interesting point, by the way. Thank you, Scott. Scott, my producer, he throws me some good things every now and then. And he said the fix was in, and I know he's just kind of feeding into my emotions here. But here's how you know that that's not the truth. Because if it was the truth, then LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers would have won game one. Because ultimately, as we looked at it, this was a sweep. And I don't think anybody wanted to see a sweep. Maybe the Golden State Warriors and their fans, but seriously, that's not even fun. That's not even fun if you're the team that's doing it. I'm sorry, but I don't find a lot of fun in that. When you dominate that much, unless you are so happy about the fact that you are able to dominate, and you know what, that in a way, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. But as far as competition and putting your mark on the history books in your particular sport, and maybe the biggest thing that actually happened from the NBA Finals was who wound up winning the MVP. Kevin Durant got it. Maybe there were two other guys that might have been more deserving. I don't know. Maybe one for sure. And he did it in a losing cause, and that's LeBron James, who almost averaged a triple-double. But no, there was no fix, man. There was no fix in this one, if you ask me. Because if the fix was in, then they had to give him game one. Because otherwise they have no chance in this series. And after game one, you saw that the sails, the lights, everything, it was completely done, man. Turn it off, man. It was done. Finito. The same type of energy and effort and emotion was never, ever reached once again by the Cleveland Cavaliers after game one. And rightfully so, man. After a loss in that fashion, very difficult to come back from. Very difficult to come back from. And we saw. We witnessed it. You know, we've all been witnesses to a lot of things from LeBron James. But this one was tough. It really was. This was tough. Because I wanted it to be way more competitive. And unfortunately, it just wasn't going to be. Golden State was just that much better. So give credit to Houston, who actually played them pretty well. And what if Chris Paul was in the lineup game six or seven? Maybe Houston would have been playing Cleveland. Didn't happen that way, so it doesn't matter. They've won three out of the last four, the Golden State Warriors. Where does that put them in your mind as far as teams go and their greatness and their level of achievement? And here's the something that you really have to think about when you're talking about trying to compare eras first and foremost, and trying to compare individuals from different eras too. I really hate the discussion about Michael and LeBron, because to me it's pointless. Doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter who's better. What matters is that they are both the greatest of their time. Nobody has done what LeBron has done. Nobody has gone to eight straight Eastern Conference Finals and then wind up going to the NBA Finals eight times in a row. In his era, hasn't been done in like 50 years. And what Michael did, I'm saying in his era, by the way, I know it's been done before, but nobody in LeBron's era has done what he's done. I mean, the dude's been in the league for 15 years, and the guy's been to nine NBA finals. That is showing that you are dominant and that you have greatness. And what Michael did, going 6-0 in NBA finals, look, that's awesome too. Never lost. But he lost along the way. How many times did he lose in the first and second round? And this whole thing about, well, Michael had such a tougher path. I need to do my homework like really well. But if I'm not mistaken, like Dominique Wilkins, Kevin Willis, guys like that, and they were kind of at the end of their career for Michael. And then obviously the Knicks and the Indiana Pacers and things like that. But truth be told, LeBron's had his tough way to get there, and Michael's had his tough way to get there, and they struggled in different points. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the call, so I'm going to do it. I'll be right back. Obviously, it's the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it's Sports Overnight America. I'll be back here, buddy.
Here's a pass down low to Durant. Puts it up and in on the long feed from Curry. Durant's got 32 in this game seven.
Now the switch. Jordan comes out on Curry. For the foul. Triple. His third three. Gallinari, that will count if it's tracks. It does!
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
LeBron, we're just learning about your hand injury, and we can obviously see the brace. Can you take us through what happened and if it caused you any problems over the final three games?
What happened? Self-inflicted. Post game after game one, very emotional. For a lot of different reasons, understanding how important a game one is on the road for our ball club. What would that done for us? The way we played, the calls that was made throughout the course of that game. And I had emotions on, the game was taken away from us. I had emotions of you just don't get an opportunity like this on the road versus Golden State to be able to get a game one. And, I let the emotions get the best of me and pretty much played the last three games with a broken hand. So that's what it is.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Unbelievable, man. That's all I can say. And I feel LeBron's pain. I really do. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap. It is Sports Overnight America. Get at me, too. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up and follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But seriously, unbelievable what happened in Game 1. And I know I got a caller in Chicago. I'm going to hook up with Carlos in just a moment. But I want to set the table a little bit. And then obviously, Carlos, I want your thoughts and your opinions and your take. But here's the deal, man. You don't get a chance like that very often. And LeBron played a freaking amazing game. The dude got robbed. The dude got robbed. I don't make excuses. I don't complain a lot. And the truth is if you thought there were a conspiracy, well, you know what? There's not. Because if there was, then I guarantee you the Cleveland Cavaliers would have won game one. And we might have had a different outcome in the series in the sense of it would have been competitive. I'm not saying they would have won, people. I'm just saying maybe it would have been a little bit more competitive. Speaking of competitive, let's hook up with Carlos in Chicago, in Chi-Town, baby. I love Chi-Town, by the way. Love Chi-Town. I'm born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, so I'm a huge Packer fan. I'm sure Carlos is a Bears fan. But anyways, Carlos, welcome to the program. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, again, Weekend Recap. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. Hey, first of all, how you listening to me? Is it Sirius XM? Is that how you're listening, man?
Yep, that's true.
All right. What's up, brother?
I just wanted to talk about both the NBA and NHL finals, but first, naturally, you're talking about the NBA, so we'll lead off with that. I thought it was a good competitive series. I didn't know that LeBron's hand was injured. As he said, it was self-inflicted. But, both Cleveland and Golden State were having, like, a repetitive series that were and I was thinking, like, okay, who's going to win this time? Cleveland's been in it, and so has Golden State. Golden State is becoming the odds-on favorite because they've had back-to-back championships, and LeBron hasn't had one yet. similar to the sense of the NHL. I didn't know about the Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals not having a Stanley Cup final, but what I thought about the NHL finals was the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, this was their expansion year, and like I said earlier, me not knowing about the Capitals not having a Stanley Cup, I felt that the Vegas Golden Knights were robbed, speaking of people or teams being robbed, because this was their expansion team. Yeah, like I said, I acknowledge now that I know that the Capitals didn't win a Stanley Cup, but I felt that Vegas was robbed because this was their expansion year, and they had a very good preseason leading up to the playoffs in general.
Yeah, I mean, look, Carlos, the Cavaliers just didn't have the squad. When you look at, you know, what LeBron said, even after the whole thing was over, he says, look, you know, they've got two guys who are MVP guys and Steph and obviously KD, and then you throw Clay in there, who is a guy that can, he says, can go off any given night and has, you know, for like 40 and a quarter before, and you throw Dre Green in there. Look, man, those are tough guys to go up with, you know, with guys like J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson and Jeff Green and George Over the Hill. There's a lot of guys that he was going to battle with that personally, bro, they just couldn't live up to the expectations of going up against those other guys who are, you know, in the prime of their career and playing just unbelievably well, great basketball as a team together. And what LeBron did with those guys in a real short time, too, when you think about that, is magnificent. And it shows how great LeBron is to a certain sense of how quick they were able to put that all together. And then, you know, you talked a little bit about the Vegas Knights, and look, man, I get it. I understand being upset, and in their inaugural year, they did something that obviously nobody expected, bro. I mean, they were 500-1 to win the Stanley Cup throughout the season. So you know what? It would have been one of the most, no, absolutely, yeah, it would have been the most unbelievable story in the history of sports that we would have ever seen in our lives, probably. And then on the other side, what Alex Ovechkin was able to do after 13 years of nothing but failure. And again, you can look at it in a different way. Maybe it's not necessarily failure, but ultimately we know the guys who are the best in their sport are trying to win those championships. And that's something that has eluded him for such a long time throughout his career. And for him to finally get that monkey off his back, you know what? It's cool to see that too. So you know what, bro, there were two great stories that could have happened, and one of them wasn't going to happen. So you know what? The Vegas Knights showed that they're legit right out of the gate, and hopefully that's something that they can build on. And when you think about that, it's probably good that they came to town before the football did, because I have a feeling that they wouldn't necessarily have the success that they had this season if there was a football team there too, because I would assume that people would be more interested in going to the football. But now that they have this great season, they got fans there for life with the Vegas Knights. And I think that it was genius the way it all went down for them and how it all worked out. So, you know what? Two great stories. Somebody had to fall a little bit short, man.
That's true. And you can always say better luck next year.
Yep. True that, man. True that. Anything else on your mind, brother?
No, I just wanted to call and chime in on the finals of the basketball and hockey stuff.
Carlos, I appreciate the call, brother. What channel are you listening to me on Sirius XM, man?
Rush 93.
Nice, man. Appreciate it, man. You have a wonderful rest of your day and evening, night, morning, whatever it is. And keep listening. I'm always here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America Sunday nights. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time, brother, okay? Thank you, man, for calling, okay?
Anytime.
Carlos in Chicago, man, representing people. That's the way it works on the show. Give the Dwarf Man a call. Let's talk sports. Look, man, if you can't tell, I'm jacked up. I am totally jacked up. This is what I love. I'm passionate about. Carlos is passionate. He picked up the phone and he reached out and he touched the Dwarf Man. He said, listen, I'm going to call this guy. I'm going to discuss what's going on in the sports world a little bit with Andy Dwarf on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. That's cool stuff, Carlos. 1-800-878-7529. Don't be afraid of me, people. don't be afraid, man, because I don't bite, man. I like talking sports. And if you're listening, that's probably what you like to do too. 1-800-878-7529. I mean, look, I guess I got to finish up the last couple minutes with where do I think LeBron goes? What about this Warrior team? How good are they? I think they're good, but I got to see them play a little bit better competition. That's what I've got to see. And it's not, and look, again, I love LeBron. He's great. The guys that he was rolling with weren't great. That's the truth. Like I made one up just before when I was talking to my man Carlos. I said George over the hill, which is probably true. A little bit over the hill at this point. Jeff Green, man. I mean, look, man, the guy had heart surgery. It's a miracle that he's even playing basketball. And for that, the guy deserves a ton of credit. And that he puts his heart and soul out on the floor, wow. That's awesome. He's a champion in my heart. Seriously, he's a champion for doing that. And then LeBron, he's special. We all know that. But he just didn't have the guys to roll with that the Golden State Warriors have. The deck was stacked, man. They didn't have a chance. Anyway, speaking of that, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do it. I'll be right back on the other side. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Job to this point in their own zone, helping out the defense. This comes to Neal. To Backstrom. John Carlson on to Backstrom again. Has Oshie inside. It's Pettacross. Score! Ovechkin on the pass across. And it's 2-1.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now remember, this is just another ball game.
Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
This will be his 37th pitch of the night. Bases loaded, two down. 5-4 Padres. And the pitch. There's a ground ball base hit left center field. Posey scores the tying run, and Longoria the winning run. It's all over. The Giants, with a three-run ninth inning, have pulled one out of the hat with a remarkable comeback and a 6-5 victory.
Swing and a high drive, deep right field, back to the track, to the wall. Nico has done it again. Oh, Nico! A three-run homer to break it open late for the top.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm just going to stick with the theme. Obviously, we heard the baseball highlights as we came back. Get at me, people, 1-800-878-7529. Baseball's been a pretty cool season so far. No joke, man. It's been pretty good. A lot of cities involved, a lot of different teams involved, a lot of good races so far. So I'm excited for what's to come, and hopefully it stays that way. One thing that's not going to stay the way it is the New York Yankees, if I'm not mistaken, well, they were the last team to not be shut out this season until they hung out with the New York Mets in the Subway Series, and it happened. They got shut out. So nobody is without a shutout, which is interesting. Mets win 2-0 over the Yankees, by the way. Dodgers get it done over the Braves, 7-2. Nationals, they get shut out as well by the Giants, 2-0. Athletics beat the Royals, 3-2. And they're playing pretty good right now. That's an interesting division with, obviously, Seattle on top of it, over the Astros at this point in time. Diamondbacks get a victory over the Rockies, 8-3. Astros, I was just talking about them, 8-7 over the Rangers. Cubs go down to the Pirates. That's good for my Milwaukee Brewers. Pirates win 7-1. Angels go down to the Twins. They got to figure things out. Maybe they're about to turn the corner. We'll see. 7-5, they beat the Angels. That's the Twins. Phillies beat my Brewers, though. That wasn't good, by the way. But again, it was good that the Cubs lost because they don't lose that ground on the Cubs. 4-3, the Phillies get it done over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Rays, they go down to the Mariners, who, like I said, playing inspired baseball and on top of the Astros right now in that division. They win 5-4 over the Rays. Padres beat the Marlins 3-1. Reds beat the Cardinals 6-3, and that's bad news when you're losing to the Reds because they're struggling, obviously. Tigers lose to the Indians, who are starting to play a little bit better, I think. And obviously they seem to be the team that is the best in that division, Tigers and Twins. I mean, come on, that's the competition. Are you kidding me? Blue Jays, they've struggled too, let's be honest, but they do beat the Orioles 13-3. The Red Sox, man, they don't want to see the White Sox. The White Sox beat them 5-2, and they struggled with them all throughout the weekend, which is interesting when you think about that. I mean, the best team in baseball, or one of the best teams in baseball, struggling with the White Sox. So that's interesting. And let's take a little look around the divisions and some of the things that I'm noticing about Major League Baseball. And again, your thoughts, your opinions, people, welcomed, encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But Yankees and the Red Sox, that's going to be a fun race. That's going to be interesting all year long. I don't know if the Blue Jays can get into it. I don't think so. I think it's a two-headed race there for sure. Cleveland's going to pull away a little bit. There's really nobody in that division that's going to challenge them. The Tigers aren't any good. The Twins, they were supposed to be good. They were supposed to be better. They were supposed to push. That's not happening. Not happening. The Seattle Mariners, that's a great story, man. That is a really cool story. Playing really good baseball over the last 10. They're like 8-2. Interesting when people go down, how other guys have had the ability to step up for them. So that's interesting. The Astros are good. That's a good baseball team, and they're going to be right on them. They've won like 5 straight, so I'm not worried about the Astros. The Angels are fading a little bit, but they're still playing pretty good. And the Oakland A's, man, 4 teams over 500 in the West. Again, like I said, there's a lot of cities, a lot of different ball clubs that are in the mix. Wild cards, divisions. It's going to be fun. Let's hope it stays this way. Real quickly, a look at the National League. Like I said to you last week, people, I said this to you last week. I said they were coming. The Washington Nationals. They're now on top of that division. Like I told you they probably would be. It's what we expected. And the fact that the Braves are playing well and the Phillies are, they've all of a sudden come back to earth really bad over the past 10 games. But the Braves, hopefully they can keep pushing them. And right now those two are neck and neck. But the Nationals have worked their way all the way to the top of the division. Brewers hanging on to a slim lead over the Cubbies. And that's going to be fun all year too. Hopefully the Milwaukee Brewers can keep their hitting going and keep the pitching. You got to have that. You got to have the combo. We all know that. But hopefully they can stay on top of the Cubs and make this thing interesting. St. Louis, I think Pittsburgh is starting to show their true colors, by the way, too. The D-backs, man. Look, every time you start thinking that the D-backs are going to go downhill and struggle, somebody steps up. And this is the good one here, man. Everybody in this town, believe me, I live in Phoenix, Arizona, everybody, by the way. So anybody listening in Arizona, you heard what I heard. Up and down the dial. And give me a call, by the way, at 1-800-878-7529. I'm going to hook up with Mitch in a moment. I want to get this thought out there. Every time the D-backs give you a sign that they're going to struggle and not be able to do it, well, they figure out a way to do it and somebody steps up. And everybody in this town was talking about getting rid of Paul Goldschmidt. And if you say you weren't, you're lying. I was going up and down the dial. Trust me. He's old, this and that and the other. He can't hit. What's happened as of late, people? He was in a slump. Great players go through slumps. It's the way it works, especially in baseball. Don't give up on people, man. Don't quit on people. All right, I got a lot on my mind, trust me. The greatness of Rafael Nadal, 11 at Roland Garros, the French Open. Individually, man, I don't know if there's anything better than what this guy's done individually on that particular surface. And individually, maybe it's the greatest achievement ever. Seriously, no joke. Right up there with anything that Tiger Woods has done, Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt, Roger Federer, obviously. And I'm talking individuals. I'm not talking team sports, everybody. Leave that NBA talk about LeBron and MJ and the GOAT and this and that and the other to a whole different discussion, please. All right, I'm going to jump out to the phones. 1-800-878-7529. Let's hook up with Mitch real quickly in Santa Monica. Love talking to this cat. Mitch Dorfman, obviously it's the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America, brother. What's up?
Nadal is the freaking man, but, dude, you're really going to, like, shortchange Federer and what he's done to the game? I mean, come on now. And if we're talking about individual achievements, I mean, there's only 5 guys on the court for the Golden State Warriors. But there's only 1 player for the Cavs. I mean, please. It was 1-5 for that entire series.
Still and a team game, man.
It's a team game. I get it. I get that. There's only one. But in terms of, and I don't want to misdirect the conversation, but I'd rather get back to this travesty of giving, you know, the MVP not to LeBron James. He was the most dominant player in that series. I mean, the Golden State Warriors have a three-headed monster that's interchangeable. And each one, there was no player on the Golden State Warriors that every night was at his peak. I mean, one night, you know, two nights, Durant was going crazy. And then Klay Thompson was there, and Steph was there. But every night, LeBron was there. I mean, 748 points led the entire series. 198 assists led the entire series. Averaged over 44 minutes a game, led every player. Was there any more dominant player in this NBA Finals than LeBron James in a losing no less?
Yeah, yeah, and I'm with you, and I get what you're saying, but it's hard to give a guy the MVP award in a losing effort, especially when your team gets swept. And I'm not disagreeing with everything that you're saying. The numbers that he had were impeccable. They were just as good as Michael Jordan, if not better than Michael Jordan in one of his peak years, like back in 1993. So I get what you're saying. I totally can relate to it, but it's difficult to give that award to a guy who loses, especially when his team gets swept. Hey, look, I think that you may have a great point, and maybe more so on that team. Like, Steph Curry probably feels like he should have been the MVP, and then obviously Kevin Durant wins the award. And the reason he won the award, in my humble opinion, is that particular night, Game 4, he didn't kill him with points, but you know what? He had a triple-double that night himself, so showed the all-around game, showed that he's a guy that obviously is a force to be reckoned with this in this league, and you can't forget about or sleep on Kevin Durant at all. But, I mean, maybe there was an argument that Steph Curry should have won that award too, so maybe that was a bigger argument on their own team.
Triple-double? LeBron was an assist and a half away from averaging a triple-double in the entire NBA Finals. I'm sorry, if you want to talk about most valuable, and I get this every year, they're like, most valuable, is it the most best, is the whatever. I mean, I was at one point saying, you know, the year that Peyton Manning was out, he should have been given the most valuable player because the year he was out, Indianapolis was terrible. You know what I'm saying? He's the most.
Sure.
Who's the most valuable player? The most valuable player in this NBA Finals was by far LeBron James. Because without James, the Cavs don't even make the playoffs.
Hey, I'm with you, bro, and I got to take a quick pause for the cause. So appreciate the call from Mitch in Santa Monica, as always, man. Love that guy. He always checks in. That's what I appreciate about him. He's loyal. He's one of those guys, man, because I'm always here with you. I'm always here with you on Sunday nights. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. I take your calls till the wee hours of the night, man, and I love spending the time that I do have with you people. So get at me. It's 1-800-878-7529. Again, Andy Dorf. Get at me on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man. I'm going to be back. Everybody, keep it close. Weekend recap. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America.
On one break for Boston. Rozier to the basket. Oh, blocked by James. He did it again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, man. I got some final thoughts, obviously, on my mind here. As you know, I love talking to you about the sports world and the weekend, obviously, that was. And, you know, you think about the great LeBron James and the tough route that he had against those Golden State Warriors. They go down 4-0. That wraps up. You had an unbelievable run from the Stanley Cup Finals with Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals and what they were able to accomplish first time in their 43-year history that they're able to get over that hump and raise Lord Stanley Cup. And Alex Ovechkin winning the Conn Smythe Award, the MVP, basically. You know what? It was a great story either way is my point. Great story either way. And for the Vegas Knights, nothing to hold their heads down about, man. Nothing to be upset about. You played an unbelievable season. You were 500-1 at one point, and you made it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. And you know what? You fell a little bit short, but you can really hold your head high. And hopefully you can build on that, and hopefully you'll be back. And hopefully you'll be a storied franchise in the NHL. So kudos to you guys. Kudos to Alex Ovechkin and his, obviously, Washington Capitals, something that they haven't been able to do. And his leadership was just unbelievable, man. I was just so impressed with the way that this guy presented himself throughout the whole playoffs and just was there for his team in every way, shape, and form. Just what a guy does when you expect him to be your leader and your captain. So great stuff from him, man. Awesome stuff. And obviously, the man, the myth, the legend, Rafael Nadal, dude, is unbelievable on clay. 11 at the French Open. It's unreal. It's ridiculous. Him and Roger, and by the way, if he was healthy, maybe he'd have more than Roger, by the way. And I know, man, I know. I hear the music. That means I got to get the heck out of Dodge. You know what that means? It means way too much to talk about, not enough time to do it. Obviously, for Scott, all the great highlights he has, my callers, I appreciate all of you people. I'm Andy Dorf. It's been the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Peace.